you know, the thing about it is, those people that come here, they usually come here wanting to know how to get healed. But that's what I teach during this time, is how to get healed and what you need to do. And now then, of course, I'm trying my best to teach people not only how to get healed, but I'm trying to teach people how to walk in divine health. And I'm also trying to teach you how to walk without any kind of sickness and disease with your family in the future. You know, I used to wonder, why is some people sick and why is some people not sick? Well, I now have the answer. It's sin. Either sin or the lack of sin. Now, a lot of people today that I know that are in the church do not believe that principle. But let me tell you, it's in the Word of God over and over and over and over. If you sin, it's going to bring forth sickness and disease. It's going to bring forth sickness into your children. It's going to bring forth sickness and death to you. It's going to happen. I might tell you that I don't have these DVDs available yet, but I will very shortly. We went out to GLC and made 8 shows last week. I picked up several different people here in the Metroplex that have had tremendous miracles from God over the last several years. And I took them to GLC. Now, I've got several more lined up. And I went down to Manny, Louisiana, and picked up 3 people on Wednesday morning. And then we got back to, the Metroplex here, got down to Hillsboro. And out in Odessa, where we were going, one of the worst storms they had. They had a storm out there last week, had hail and had the wind blew 100 miles an hour and all kinds of stuff. So I had to land in Hillsboro and wait it out, but it didn't go away. It started coming this way. So I had to turn around and fly all them people back to Manny, Louisiana, and then had to fly back to Dallas. And that was a pretty long day for me, but especially since it was all instrument weather, all bad weather. But anyway, the day will come. The next day was a beautiful day, and I picked up 6 people besides myself, and we flew back out there, and we made television shows with real people and their stories. And when we get through with them, now we have 8 already done. And when I get through, I'm probably going to have at least 16 to 20. And when I get all those 30-minute shows done, they will be on a DVD or maybe 2 DVDs. These are real live people. Like, for instance, Johnny Brumfield, one of the men down in Manny, Louisiana. He's a member of the Baptist Church over there. A few years ago, he had a big tree fall across a tractor he was driving and crushed his legs. And they'd done surgery and put steel pins in him and all kinds of stuff, but he still couldn't walk. And when I went down there, 21 months later, after his surgery, this man had not walked a step in 21 months. And he came to a meeting I was at, and they brought him in with his crutches and his steel braces and set him on the front row with his legs sticking straight out. And that night, after teaching the Word of God a couple hours, I prayed for Johnny Brumfield, and the King of the Universe completely, totally healed him. That man got up and within 2 minutes is running around that church screaming, "God is awesome." Now, he's still running around the church screaming, "God is awesome." A couple, 2 or 3 years later, in fact, when I went down and called him and asked him if he'd go out there with me, he said, "Absolutely, I'll be happy to tell what Jesus done for me." Now, and see, I'm getting people of I'm getting Spanish people, black people. Johnny, he's a black man. He went out there with us. He's a Spanish guy, Mexican. So I'm trying to get people of every color, creed. I want people to know that God is no respecter of color or creed. You know, He loves us all. He made us all. And if you do what He says, He shows no favoritism between no one. And to think that Johnny got healed, and then, of course, one of the other people I took out there was Norma. Norma, she was that same night she was there. She got healed of a Parkinson and lupus that night. God healed her of everything instantly. I mean, it's so. She was the first woman come down the aisle. She, I don't know how old Norma is. I don't know, maybe 50. I don't know how old people are. I'm not too good of a judge of how old they are, you know. But anyway, she's a woman. You know, she's an adult, that's for sure. And she comes down the aisle shaking like this with both hands. And I said, "What's wrong with you?" And she said, "I have Parkinson and I have lupus." And I reached up and laid my hand on her shoulder, and I said, "In the name of Jesus and the King of the universe." Instantly, her hand stopped shaking. She got solid as a rock. She's still totally healed today. You know, this had been 3 or 4 years later, and she was going to go out there and tell her story about how things happened. And I was amazed, you know, that as people begin to get in the airplane, and of course, I'm up front, and the Cheryl's in the back with them, and they learn all kinds of good things. I didn't realize that when I went back the next time, her husband had prostate cancer. I prayed for him. God healed him. He hasn't had no problem. You know, the other day we had somebody called the ministry center. I don't know, I think they called Sharon over here. She's on our ministry team. I think it was her, one of their children, some count. It was supposed to be 1,000, and it went up to 1,600. And the next day, the grandmother took the baby back, and it was 1,900, and now it's critical. And the grandmother said, "That's it. I'm calling the Living Savior Ministries." So she called, and I think she got Sharon. Sharon prayed the prayer of faith for her and guaranteed her that the baby was healed. The grandmother turned right around, took the baby back to the doctor and had him checked, and the count was 1,000. Exactly. So she was praising, wrote me a letter praising God for the prayer warriors I have at the Living Savior Ministries. Well, I praise God for them too, you know, because they know how to get through to the King. And we see Him do those kind of things over and over and over and over. But the reason we see the King do these things is because we've spent our time with the King. You know, we have our intimacy with Him. All of us out there, we spend time with Him. And I was telling this young man and this young lady here a while ago, they're coming in wanting to know if they can stand for their child. I told them, "Of course you can. You can definitely stand in for your child." I said, "You know, if you have that intimacy with God," I said, "that's what He's looking for, and He wants you to have it." And I explained it to them. I said, "You know, the intimacy that we need with God," I said, "we need to be in His Word. We need to know His Word. We need to have His Word stored in our head and in our heart." You know, because you don't have time when the enemy attacks to go get ready. It's kind of like a soldier. You know, when I was in Vietnam, a lot of people never been in a war. Some of the boys that are over there in the Mideast right now, my heart goes out to them because I was in the Vietnam conflict a long time ago. And you didn't walk around, you know, with your gun up in the cabin. You know, you had it on you and you had it loaded and it was ready to be touch the trigger and to kill somebody. You know, now people say, "Well, that's not love." Hey, that wasn't exactly a love situation I was in over there. You know, you kind of can't live in love in war. You know, I mean, we read about war, you know, in the Bible, you know, and God sent men of war out to kill people over and over. And He didn't just say kill the people. He said kill the men, the women, and the children, didn't He? Now, that doesn't sound like a loving God, does it? But He done that, didn't He, brother? He did. Now, He had a purpose in all that, didn't He? He knew what He was doing. If God sends you out to kill men, women, and children, what do? You go out and kill men, women, and children. You do what the King says, you know. But the King tells us today, under this new covenant, we're supposed to love people. We're supposed to pray for those that despitefully use us. And that's what we are supposed to do as children of God today. But today, when I say something like that, I was called in by the government to go fight a war that I didn't want nothing to do with. Just like the young men today. So when they strap a gun on you or send you over there to that place, you go over there, you know, to come back alive. You know, I didn't go over there to get killed. You know, I went over there to do my best to come back alive. Yeah, I love people, and I didn't want to kill anybody. But, you know, if it's between me and somebody else, I'm going to do the best I can to get him before he gets me. You know, I mean, that's what we were involved. That's just like them young men over there today. Most of those young men wouldn't kill somebody on the street at all. You know, they don't want to hurt nobody. But that gun they got strapped on them over there, you know, they're over in a war. And if they don't kill them first, they're going to kill them. That's just, unfortunately, that's where we are. But that's not getting out of a love walk, you know. But today, you and I are supposed to walk in a love walk. And we have to know what's available, but you have to be prepared. You know, in other words, if you don't ever take time with God, you go to church on Sunday, and some people will go to church on Sunday, but you'd be amazed at how many places, especially with the young people, I've been that children were raised in church. They were there virtually every Sunday. And you say, quote me your favorite five verses. And they can't. They don't know one. Maybe one. But they don't know any verses. They don't have the word hidden in their heart. So if it's kind of like trying to walk in health, walk in divine health, or trying to get healed after you get sick, it's kind of like trying to learn how to be a soldier, you know, after you've already been over to the battleground and you didn't take your gun with you in there, and nobody taught you how to overcome your enemy. You know, well, unfortunately, we don't do things like that usually for the military. We train them. So that's what you're doing here, hopefully. You're wanting to learn how to get trained with the Word of God so you can overcome the enemy. There's an enemy out there. You know that? And the beast wants to kill you. And if you're this sweet little loving thing and all you're doing is walking around and you have no weapons, you have your Bible, the sword. In fact, I started to get on an airplane the other day. I got tickled out at DFW. We travel a whole lot. I had my Bible in my hand. The guy said, "You got any weapons?" I said, "Man, I've got my weapon." I said, "I got a sword, a gleaming two-edged sword that'll cut anything asunder." The guy said, "You must be a preacher." He said, "Get out of here. Get on that airplane." We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.